והסמן ריש עין גימור סיף א', אין קידיש אלא במקיים סודר. The kiddush has to be made where the suda will be eaten. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, the Makor, b'mkayim suda d'chsiv v'karosa l'shabbos oinig. V'karosa l'shabbos is going on the kriya of kedusha Shabbos, which is going on kiddush. And that should be b'mokayim oinig. The kriya should be b'mokayim oinig. B'mokayim oinig shehu hasud shamtei hakriya shel kiddush. So the kiddush has to be made in the place where the suda will be eaten. Now let us go back to the mechaber. U'bebayis echot. Bebayis echot here means one room. Mipina lepina, from one corner to the other corner, choshuv mokim echot, the complete room, no matter how large the room is, but one room is considered one place. So if he made she'im kiddush lechel mipina zu, if when he made kiddush, he had thought to eat in this corner of the room. V'nimlach, and he changed his mind. Lachel bepina acheres, to eat in another corner. Afilu hu traklin godel, it's a tremendous palace, it's a tremendous room. Ein tzorich lazer ulekadish. There is no need to make kiddush over again, because the kiddush was made b'mkayim hasudim. This room, he's eating in this room, even though the kiddush was made in one corner and later he ended up eating in another corner. But this is considered one large mokim, so therefore there's no need to make over the kiddush. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lechel b'pina zu. V'choshken im kiddush al das lechel b'pina acheres b'shaper domi. If he had an intent to eat in the other corner, we will see that that makes it ki'ilu the kiddush was in that corner. That was the, since that was his intent, but he's saying a chiddush. Afilu, he had an intent to eat in this corner, but since it's all one large room, so it is considered, the kiddush was made b'mkayim sudosei. V'nimlach lechel. U'mikol mokayim, lechatchile toiv shloi loser mimokayim shekiddush. Would be preferable that he should not go away to a different mokim. To yesh machmirim gam b'mipina lepina. There are others that are machma from two different corners. So it would be preferable if he made kiddush in the eastern corner of the room, he should eat also there, and not go to eat in the western corner of the room. Imloi shahoya datoi be'eshe kiddush lechel b'pina acheres, unless when he made the kiddush, he had intentions to eat in the western corner of the room. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a halacha in one large room. Lechatchila, one should, if he made kiddush in one corner of the room, preferably he should eat in that corner also. If he didn't eat, he went to the other corner, he's yaitze. But that is not a lechatchila dike anhoge, because there are others that are machmel. But if he thought, Bishas, when he made the Kiddush, that he has an intent to eat in the western corner of the room, then that is permissible, afilo lechatchila. That is in one room. So what the Mechaber is speaking about, that he had an intent to eat on the east, the eastern side, he made Kiddush on the eastern side. He thought he was going to eat on the eastern side of the room. He changed his mind and ate on the western side of the room. This is b'diavad. This is considered Kiddush b'makim suda. He does not have to make Kiddush over again. Now let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. Bepino acheres, avol im nimlach lechel becheder acher. But what is if we have the same scenario, but it's two different rooms? That means there are two distinct rooms. He made Kiddush in the room on the east. He was under the impression he was going to eat in that room. And then he changes his mind and he goes into a different room. Af shehu boisai bayis, even though this is the same house, tzorich lachzer ulekadish. Here you have to make over Kiddush. Kivin shloihoyo daite loze be'eish shekidesh. Since when he made the Kiddush, he did not have an intent to eat in that second room, so this is not considered Kiddush b'mokim suda. You have to have a das to eat in that room.
Why do you have rooms like this over here? With just separation like this.
If it's a different room, it's a different room. If there's a wall, it's considered a separate room. We'll see later if you can see the room. We'll talk about that.
Let's say you're waiting for your guests, and you know there's going to be another half hour, or say Kiddush in the living room, with the intention of eating the soon at the dining room.
That we will see the end of the sif. We will see this in the end of the sif, what the halacha is in that case. Agav Urche, we just said, okay, we'll come to the end of the sif and then we'll mention this halacha. Now, so we have over here in one room, if the Kiddush was made on one side of the room and he changed it with an intent to eat on that side and he moved over to, and then he changed his mind and ate on the opposite side, that's considered the Eved Kiddush Mokim Sudeh. By two rooms, he was not Yotze. Now, let us see the remote. Umibayis lesuke choshuv kimipino lepino. Umibayis lesuke, if he made Kiddush in the bayis and he eats in the suke, or the opposite, he made Kiddush in the suke and he eats in the bayis, this is considered kimipino lepino, like one large room, and b'diavad he eats it. Now, he's going to explain this halacha. We will foresee the Mishnah Berurah. Umibayis lusukim. Kigoyim. Sheyodu kshomim. It started raining. It was raining. V'kidesh bebayis. And he made Kiddush in the house. Well, it's raining, so he can't eat in the sukkah. So he made Kiddush in the house. V'achakach. Posku hagishamim. Later, it stopped raining. V'roitza lechel besukif. Now he wants to eat in the sukkah. He made Kiddush in the house. He was under the impression the rain would continue. And then after the Kiddush, it stops. Now he wants to go into the sukkah. Nuhu adin lehepech, or the opposite occurred. Shekidesh besukif. He made Kiddush in the sukkah. V'yodu kshamim, and it started raining, Beroitza Lechel Babayas. Becholze Ein Tzorich Lekadisheni. So the Gemara is telling us a tremendous Kiddush that he does not have to make Kiddush over again, even though we would think these are two different rooms. And by two different rooms, we had already learned that if he changed his mind, he's not Yoitza with the previous Kiddush. Afal Pikein, this is considered one big room. Now, how do we understand this? Umayri, it is speaking about Shahasuke Besoich Habayis. That means the suke is in the room. Shahusa Hayitziya. That means a chelik of the roof was taken off. And that's the suke. Ve'ein shom hefsik mechitza acheres, rak mechitza sasuke. But the walls of the sukkah are separating the sukkah from the rest of the room. That means he has a large room. In the middle of the room, let's say there's a skylight which has the correct dimensions of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which was schach. The skylight is surrounded with 4 mechitzes. It's 4 mechitzes. And he made, this sukkah is in the middle of the room. So even though, theoretically, this is a different room, there's 4 mechitzas which are surrounding and dividing the sukkah from the room. Afal Pikein. The walls of the sukkah, that is the only mechitza which is separating the sukkah from the rest of the room. So the Ramah holds the kivin she'ein mechitzas hasukkah asuya letashmish. Elo l'shem mitzvahs sukkah. That means, theoretically, if halachically he would not need these walls, if a sukkah would not need walls, so he would put schach over the skylight, he'd eat underneath the skylight, there is no reason that he should want to separate this area from the rest of the room. There's only one reason. The halacha requires that you have to have mechitzas around the sukkah. So the mechitzas were put there not for a personal interest to divide one area from the other area. The mechitzas were put there for halacha purpose. A sukkah needs walls. So therefore these walls are here, and therefore there is a division between the sukkah and the rest of the room. But not that there is a intent and a reason to divide this area from the rest of the room. No, the halacha requires me that I should put walls there. So the Gemara saying, Amir de Kechidish, the Kivin Shein Mechitzas Asuka Suya Letashmish, not there's a reason that I want the Suke to be separated from the room. Ela l'shem mitzvah sukkah. The only reason there's a wall there is because the mitzvah of sukkah requires that I should have walls. Choshev k'mipina l'pina b'loy mechitze. So this is considered like it's one big room without a mechitze. The kaim alon, the afilu loyoyse daita mitchilo lekach, ein tzorich lekadei shenis. And that's what the Mechaba started with. If by one big room, and you made kiddush in one place, and you had an intent to eat in that place, and later you change your mind, so the halacha is that... The halacha is that it's your yaitzeh, because since it's one big room, the whole room is considered one large makim. That is the case of the Rama. Avol im asuka asuya michutz lebayis. But what happens if he's using the wall of the outside wall of the room that is he is in? He's using the outside wall as a wall of the sukkah, but the outside wall is separating the sukkah, which is outside, from the room. That means the separation is not made l'soyrech halach. I have a separation here. I have a room with an outside wall, and I want this outside wall to separate the room from the outside. So this mechitza is called a barrier and a division between the room and the sukkah. Shemechitzis abayis mavsikes, hamalei kimichedel lechedel. Then it has a din of two different rooms. And the halacha, as we will have soon the halacha, but he's just mentioning it now, by two different rooms. The she'ein datoi mitchilo, if you did not have an intent to eat in the second room, tzarech lekadesh she'enis, you have to make kiddush again. That means there are two factors which we will learn about soon. There's one factor, my two rooms, that if I had an intent to eat in the second room, so that the intent gives it aloha as one big room. Right, that's one din. There's another factor, if from the second room I can see the first room, so that also makes it like one big room, and we will discuss these two factors when we learn this. But now the Mishnah Berurah is speaking. If these two factors were non-existent, that means he made the sukkah, between the sukkah and the room that he made kiddush in is the outside wall, which is a barrier between the room and the sukkah. So this wall is a barrier. I want this wall to be a barrier between the inside and the outside. So therefore, this wall is dividing the room from the sukkah. So if there are no other factors which can unite these two areas, they are considered two distinct areas, and he's not yoytze. You say, daita metchila, the havelei kemecheder lecheder, say, daita metchila, so it's lekadi shenis, emloye sheroyes mekoy merishe uchda lekamon. Zehu biyo divrei remon, lefim ha-shabiru ha-mogin ha-mom. This is pshat in the remon. Now, but al kaponim, we have a remon that said, amur de kechidish, that if I made a sukkah in a room, and lemaise, there are walls which are separating the sukkah from the room, the Rama said a chiddush, but since the walls were not put up for the purpose of dividing the sukkah from the room, they were put up for halachic reasons, so legabi, the halacha of kiddush b'mokim sud is considered one big mokim. That is what the Rama said. ומפני שיש פויסקים החלקים על כל זה, but we have to understand, this is the Shitas HaRambam, but there are פויסקים which disagree with this. כמו שביארתי בביר הלוחם. They hold if there's mechitzas, it's irrelevant why the mechitzas were made. But now the sukkah is a different area, an area that is divided from the room because of the mechitzas. Lemaise, these are two distinct areas. That's what the chukim hold. Okay. So, Alkein Toiv, Shereita. So let's talk about the scenario that the Ramah said there's no problem, but the Mishnah is going to say there is a big problem. So let's talk about the scenario that a person was raining and he made kiddush in the house and then it stopped raining. She wants to eat in the sukkah. Or the other way around, he made kiddush in the sukkah and it started raining, now wants to eat in the house. So, according to the Ramah, there's no problem. It's one big area and it's kiddush makim suda. But since there are poiskim who disagree with the Ramah, Alkein toiv k'shereitze lake ache kiddush estirosei lesuda, after the kiddush he wants to go to another place to eat, so the Mishnah Berurah says, let me tell you a nature. Don't get into a machloikis. Sheyishte mitchila revius yayin b'mokim mahu. That means you see now it's stopped raining, it's starting raining. Drink a revius of yayin. And according to other shitas, a revius of yayin makes it a mokim suda ready. By drinking a revius of yayin, it's considered like you started the suda already. So this is considered kiddush b'mokim suda. So wherever you are, you made the suda b'mokim, you made the kiddush. You made the kiddush in the sukkah. Fine, now it starts raining. So you have no intent to wash in the sukkah, gevaldik. But just drink a revius of kiddush, you can drink a maloy lugmo. No. Drink a complete revius in the sukkah, so it's considered the sunnah was in the sukkah. Now you can go and continue eating, or do the same thing in the bayis. Al kein toiv k'shereitz laker ache kiddush esterosa l'suda sheyishta mitchila reviyishayim b'mokim mahu toschosh v'ideze kimkei v'suda l'kamon l'kul almen. Then you were yaitz according all the days ein tzorech shuv l'kadesh sheinish, you don't have to be mekadesh again. Fine. Now this is, so the vial we learned one halacha that in one room, the whole room is considered one makim. And the Ramah said that even if you made a sukkah in the room, it's also considered one makim. That is what we had in the Mechaber and the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah says a sukkah is debatable, so it would be preferable not to rely on the Ramah, and if you made kiddush in one of the areas, you should drink a Rabbi Yishayin. Fine. V'yesh Oimrim. Now we're going to start speaking about two areas. Real, till now we're speaking about one big room. V'yesh Oimrim. Shekol Sheroye Mekoimoy. He can see the Mokoim where he made Kiddush. Afilu mi bayis lechotzer einei tzorech lachzer lekadish. That means he made kiddush in the bayis, in the house. He's eating in the chotzer. It's too stuffy in the house, whatever it is. He's going to eat in the chotzer. But from the chotzer, he can see the mokim where he made kiddush. We'll elaborate on this soon. So even though these are two distinct mekaymes, these are two areas, but since it is possible to see in the second area the mokim he made kiddush, יש אומרים שכל שרואים מקיים אפל מבייס לוחות ואני צריך לחזור לקדוש. We're going to talk out. Now we're going to elaborate. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to elaborate on this nekuda what you're asking. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. שכל שרואה מקיימי שכיוון שיוכל במקיים הסודה where he is eating לראיס as המקיים שכידש, he can see the place where he made קידיש אפילו דרך הלוין, he can only see it through a window ואפילו רק מקצס מקיימוי חושב הכל כמוקים אחד. Now let us just elaborate on this נקודם and do sure he brings down what is called לראיס מקיימוי. That means he's in the חוצר, he's in the made kiddush in the house, the window is open and he can see from the chotzer, he can see through the window, he can see the mokim, mikzas of the mokim where he made kiddush. So, and there so he brings down a big machlokes achronim. The Ksais HaShulchan says, achumre. That means like this. Let us say he made kiddush by the eastern side of the table. Now the fine. Now the window from the chotzer, you can see. You can't see where he made kiddush, but you can see. But we consider the dalet ames of where he made kiddush is kilo the dalet ames. We consider that that's mocking me made kiddush. So if he could see from the outside a chelik of the dalet ames where he made kiddush, I mean, he was standing by the reish shulchan, and by the reish shulchan you can't see from the window, but you can see the dalet ames of where he made kiddush, that's sufficient. That's what the Ksais HaShulchan says. Rab Nissen Karelis says, Amar the kiddush, Rab Shloim Zalman, that is what's talking, but let's say the kiddush. They say as follows. That means, let us say, he made kiddush in a tremendous room. Made kiddush in a tremendous room. Now, halachically, the whole room is considered the mokim of kiddush. Well, Raya, he can go and eat the exact opposite of the room. So, it is sufficient from the outside if I see a chelik on the room, not where he made kiddush. But you don't talk where he stood where he made kiddush. He made kiddush in this room, and the whole room is considered the mokim shekiddush boy, all right, because he can go and eat in the second corner of the room. So as long as from the in the chotzer you can see any chelik of that room, that's also good. That's one big chiddush. Now, let's talk about more chiddushim. Now, it said even there's a window. There's a window in the you can see through the window. Fine. There's a suffix. The Marsham clause a suffix. It seems Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to be makers. Do you have to really see the mocking? That means the there's a window there. If you want to turn around, you can look. And let's say if you're where you're eating, the way you're eating, your back is facing the window, and that's how I'm eating. That's how I'm eating. My back is, if I want, I can turn around and look inside the house where I made kiddush. But I didn't turn around. I came into the chotzer. My back is facing the window. And I'm eating. So the Marsham has a suffix. But it could be, Yochel Lirais means, not, that you lemaise saw the mocking. As long as you could see, that's sufficient. Or maybe not. Maybe you have to see. In order to continue one big mocking, you have to see. That's a sophic in the Marsham. But they say, okay, so there's a makel. The Shlomo Zalman wants to be makel. But let's talk about a third case. Let's say there's a door from the room where I made kiddush to the yard. So the door is shut. If I want, I can open up the door. But the door wasn't opened up. The door was shut. So there they hold, there it's no good. That means if you have a shut door, I could open up the door. Then first you open up the door, then you'll start eating there. Kozman, the door is shut. The chotzer and the bayis are considered two different places.
A glass door.
It's a gewaldic. It's a glass door. It's a window. That's like a window. The shade is up. That's right, 100%. That's right. The window also, you need that the shade is up. So you need that it should be visible. That's right. So that's visible, so then it's called Kiddush B'Mokim Sudim. This is a Yesh Oimrim. Afilu mi bayis l'chotzer. So the Yesh Oimrim, afilu mi bayis l'chotzer is good. V'hu adin mi bayis l'bayis. That means you don't need a bayis l'chotzer. Mi bayis l'bayis. That means if you have two houses, two distinct houses, and the two windows of the window in each house is one is opposite the other window. So memele imroyem mekaymai, but the ein shvil hayochid akavua b'mois hachama b'mois akshamim mafsin b'neim. If there is a path which is used in all seasons, that means people walk between this path in the winter and the summer, this path divides these two houses. You can't say this is one big house. If there's a thoroughfare, but it doesn't have to be a thoroughfare. Rishus Haradim, afilu shmil ayochid. There's a path that Yechidim go through the whole year, all seasons of the year. So then we cannot, so this path divides these two houses, and even though you can see perfectly from one to the other, this is not considered one mokim. Fine. Now, we hear there a Yesh Oimrim, and we hear a whole bunch of lomdus in the answer see the poil, a part is good. Listen, that's the Yesh Oimrim. But let me tell you, don't be saying on this. What is, listen, he didn't have an answer, it was done already. That means I'd never advise you to do this. But Lemaise, it came about that you made kiddush in the house, and all of a sudden, you had to go to the chotzer, and there's no eitzer. So then, now the shail is, do I have to make kiddush over again? I can't eat in the house. I'm eating in the chotzer. I can see from the chotzer the house. So, and you don't even know, do I have to make kiddush over again? Yes or no? So on Avazoi Vait, with the Yevid, we will rely on this day. There are many, many poiskim that hold that you're not yoitzer. But to tell you to make a brocha over again, because there's something brochas local, maybe according to other some shittas that hold you are yoitzer. So there, with the Yevid, Then we will say, don't make Kiddush over again. Avolor ochi yizoyer mi'oid shaloi lahokil mi'bayis labayis eideriyas ha'mokim. Don't rely on this atom. Ki yesh achroinim shemachmirim afilu diyeved. The achroinim that hold afilu b'diyeved, it's afilu b'diyeved, he's not yoytze, so memele, it is not kedai to rely on this. But this heter we can only live with if he doesn't have an ace and it was done already. Now the shaila is the shaila, so I have to make kiddush over again or not. On this shaila, we will pass him b'diyeved, you are yoytze, and you don't have to make kiddush over again.
That's
so then that was, so then you know, the Mishailah.